Lizzie, you've been there for winks. Just take us through what Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller have told you.
Yes, Andrew, and good morning, Glenn. It's good to hear that you're up and early and working hard. Had a good chat with Hugh Bowman after Winks with Gallop, and the general consensus from him was that he was really hoping that she would do something, really show that she's got a little bit under the bonnet, because she's been very relaxed in both her trials, and even in that gallop, she looked pretty relaxed as well. But he said that she's feeling as well as she has in previous preparations. She's just more relaxed, which is what we've been seeing from her when we've seen her parade before her trials, and the way that her mannerisms have settled down probably over a couple of preparations now. She's probably really starting that maturity last prep, and now we're seeing her completely relaxed and switched off. So he's saying that she's going as well as ever. He's more than happy with her. But then there's always that moment where he thinks, oh, I just have to feel if there is something there. And he gives her a squeeze and he says, yep, it's still there. So, look, she's going great. There's no problems with her at all. She came back in. From my assessment of her, she's come on leaps and bounds from that second trial. She wasn't blowing as much. She recovered a lot quicker. And we saw her walk around probably for about 25 minutes after the gallop. And she looks as though she's in fine fettle. So there's no stone has been left unturned. She's completely spot on in Hugh Bowman's appraisal of her.
Next week is where it all begins. Maybe her last preparation, from what you can envisage talking and listening to the owners. And we'll wait and see what evolves. But Randwick, it starts next week, the Apollo Stakes. And just finally, Lizzie, you told us that there was a huge crowd there this morning just to be a part of that gallop.
There was a huge crowd. There was media outlets from everywhere, 10, 9, Sky Sports, 7. There was a huge amount of people. The general public had come along. There was also a lot of people, a lot of young children were there, which was great to see. There was even a lady who I met who was a lot older, and Winks is her favourite horse. She's in her 90s, and she was up to watch Winks. So it was fantastic viewing. I didn't know how many people were going to come to watch her gallop, because it was only a couple of days that we were given the news about her being at Randwick. But the crowd that were there and the atmosphere was just like being at race day. I mean, it was really special. I was actually, Chris, when I spoke to him after the gallop, he can sometimes get a little bit emotional on race day, but he actually got a little bit emotional, as you'll see in a couple of those interviews that we're sent back through Thoroughbred Central. He got really emotional, and he's just so proud of what she's able to achieve through her career, and he probably is anticipating that, you know, it is the last preparation, and this is possibly the last time we're going to see her in an exhibition gallop. But gee, it's been one hell of a ride.
It certainly has. Yeah, those interviews are on social media. They're on the Sky Racing Twitter page, as well as the Sky Sports Radio Twitter page, and I've tweeted them out as well. So those interviews are up if you want to listen to Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller. Good on you, Lizzie. We thank you for being there this morning, and we'll hear you right through the day here at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, I can't wait for a great day at Warwick Farm, and it looks like a good day of racing, and I'm looking forward to having a look at a lot of these horses in the yard. Thanks, Andrew.